talking with Matt after the Matt Flynn after the installation meetings, he felt comfortable, particularly in the passing game. The run game's changed a lot, so that's been the biggest adjustment for him from a terminology standpoint. But he felt like he was able to pick it up pretty quickly.
Physically, is he the same quarterback that you had when he left here in 11?
The way he looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks very similar to the way he did in 2011. That was evident in the workout on Monday. So I thought he threw the ball, well. I thought he threw it like he, as I remember him. His conditioning was about the same. He was about the same size. So, yeah, he looks like he's never left. Like we were talking, he said he left here, I think, January 2012. He seems like he's been gone 10 years. So, because obviously the experiences that he's been through. So it's great to have him back.
How comfortable are you using him if you needed to on Sunday at this point?
We're not going to need him, okay? I mean, I've had enough of this bad karma about quarterbacks getting injured. So Scott's going to play the whole game.
Mike, all kidding aside, have you adjusted the way you've distributed reps this week because of what's happened to you the last 2 weeks?
No, I mean, we have starter reps and we have backup reps. I mean, we have a system of preparation that gets our offense ready. And a starter needs so many reps, that I don't see that changing.
Was Mike Neal injured in the game or after?
Mike's kind of beat up, so yeah, it's just something that's it's bothering him. So I'm going to take it light with Mike this week. He probably won't practice all week.
Mike, in your view, what happened to Matt playing elsewhere?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not qualified to answer that question. I didn't go back and watch all his video in Seattle. I didn't watch his video in Oakland. I think when you have as much history with the player as we do here, it's more about the conversation and the physical workout. And that's really what it was. It was more of a medical hurdle that we had to make sure that you do with any player that you bring in to put on your 53, that he's ready to go. And that's how we felt, after going through all that.
Mike, late in practice at the club today, is that thing gone for good? Is it kind of a test period with that?
You're talking about Clay's?
Yeah, the club
lease. Yeah, based on the doctor's report, he's able to now. I don't even know what the term is, but I think this is a normal path. It starts to decrease each week. So
as far as your medical people are concerned, Clay's arm is 100%.
Based on a medical examination, they're fine with the testing. Everything has been done. Yes, he was cleared medically.
When things aren't going well, and you've had this happen a couple of times during your career, but you guys have almost always righted the ship. What are the biggest challenges for you as a head coach to make sure that you can get things turned around?
I don't think that's a singular answer. I don't think that's something that I don't have a 4-point outline that gets me through a tough time. I think every situation is different. There's always, components. We're talking about a football team. You're talking about a lot of people. You talk about the dynamics of each person, how it's affected. But I think it's the thing you have to make sure is you've got to make sure your check and balances are in place, and that's something you should be doing every single day. So nothing's changed as far as the way you show up for work. This is a tough business. We've won a lot of games around here, and frankly, when it goes the way it has the last 2 weeks, you're humbled, and I think it's good for everybody. But it's a new week. It's a long year. We need to do the proper things that we're going to practice the next 2 days to win this game in New York. So we don't have drastic changes. Accountability has been very high with this group, probably high as it's ever been, in my opinion, of the teams I've coached here. So it's a process, and we need to do the basics better. I don't have a bunch of fancy, big word answers for you.
Mike, if you talk to Tolzien about his preparation, I'm assuming from what his reputation is, he'd stay all night here if he had to. Is there a point where you don't want him to be oversaturated, or should he just?
Yeah, we have a plan. There's a point in the week where, you know, where you leave the office. You know, I had an opportunity to sit with him one-on-one till about 9:30 last night. So he tells me he sleeps well. So he's, you know, so I'm not going to take his word for that. So I mean, he's getting his proper rest. He eats well because he's here all the time. So I'm not worried about him. I mean, the man loves it, and you got to appreciate his work ethic. It's refreshing. And it's good for everybody because he's going about it the right way.
Mike, how far away was Seneca, do you think, with that groin? Did that end up being?
I couldn't give you a timetable. I mean, I know there was testing done, and, you know, it was something. I think it was the decision that needed to be made.
Mike, what was it you liked about Scott when you brought him in, and how has he improved since he's been here?
Well, you go back to Scott playing in Wisconsin. I recall Ted Thompson and I going down to the workout that year. They had a very good class coming out. And, you always kind of always watch those guys and see how they're doing. And, you know, he had a big preseason game there in San Diego. I think it was their last one. And did well in San Francisco. He was picked up by San Francisco. And during the training camp this year, we were looking at other quarterbacks on tape. And, you know, frankly, he had a really good preseason tape. And it was an evaluation process that, you know, we felt good about when the opportunity came for us to get him in here. I mean, we were fortunate to get him on our practice squad.
Mike, where is Don Barkley standing right now?
Getting better. Better than we thought. So, frankly, I think he was waiting on a brace to get here. So, hopefully he'll be able to do something tomorrow.
It doesn't really matter the sport, but, you know, you hear all the time that people that are elite aren't very good teachers because, you know, they just have that extra gear that other people have. But that doesn't seem to be the case with Aaron. Either watching him or listening to what his backups have said about him, what makes him the special elite guy that he can take what he knows and what he's able to do it and relate it to whether it's Scott or Matt or Seneca for that matter?
Great players make other players better, and that's what you witness with Aaron Rodgers. He makes his team better. He makes his teammates better. And more importantly, he cares. I mean, everybody talks about winning. Everybody wants to win. But he illustrates it with every opportunity he's given. And, you know, I feel like every time you ask me a question, I say all these great things about him. So, I mean, I don't like his mustache, so I'll say something bad about him. But, he's a great player. And he's helping those guys. You know, he's helping Matt transition from when he was here before, hey, this used to be this and now it's that, this is why we did this. Because, you know, it's like one thing to learn the language, but to have the history of why you change things, that it helps everybody understand. You know, just after each series, you know, Scott comes back from the huddle and he's got Tom Clemens, Aaron, Ben McAdoo. Everybody wants the same thing. And Aaron, it obviously probably means a little more to a quarterback coming from him. And I realize that. I appreciate that. But he does a great job. He's a great teammate.
What do Richardson and Worthy have to show you?
I'm sorry?
What do Richardson and Worthy have to show you to get out there?
Well, I mean, it's great to have him on the field. I mean, these guys haven't been on the field for quite some time, and I know it was refreshing for them both. You know, Joel Worthy was he had some really good pass rushes. He jumped off sides twice, so I know he was back, unfortunately. But they're excited. We just got to go through these couple weeks and make sure they're right. I mean, this is clearly a medical hurdle that both these guys can get over, and they're good young players. You know, last time they were on the field for us, so I'm hopeful that we can get through this process.
Mike, with Richardson, it was
I'm sorry?
With Richardson, that was a pretty tough injury. I guess just from a personal standpoint for you, is it nice just to see him out there?
It's great to see him out there. I mean, yeah, remember, you walk out by these guys every day. How you doing? Not very well, Coach. You know, I've been on, PUP for a year. So it's, just the rehab and all the training these guys have gone through. In their minds, they've been ready for, probably 2 months. But it was the right thing to do, with both guys, just to make sure that they were 100% when their opportunity comes. Because, you don't want to put anybody out there too early.
On defense, in these final drives in the Bears game and the Bills game, Don talked about a third and eight here, a third and nine there, and you're not getting a stop because of poor tackling. So what are you looking for at that point? Is it effort? Is it attitude? Is it just a lack of fundamentals in the 52nd?
I mean, tackling is a technique, you know, and I think there's a misconception that people think that, you know, the collision's the most important. I mean, the footwork, the approach, coming into balance, you know, the disease in the knees and the ability to create leverage, you know, getting your hat across the bow, all those things, that's part of tackling. You know, the wrapping up is a big part of our failure there. We're not finishing the technique. We'll practice it tomorrow. We'll be in pads. We have two open field tackling drills. You know, we've expanded our tackling drills the last 3 or 4 weeks, which is, you know, disappointing to me because we were actually tackling very well when we expanded them. And the last 2 weeks, it hasn't been where it needs to be. So, I mean, it's a fundamental football that we need to do a better job of.
Mike, you said Sherrod needs more padded work in order to get in. With the limitations that you have on putting them in pads, is there a time frame for him, or is it just something that you're going to feel?
I'll just say this. Our padded work, we are maxing out the opportunity with the guys like Derek and some of our young guys as far as extra work after practice. And so based on our opportunity, you know, time and everything within the structure of what you're allowed to do, we're maxing those opportunities out. So, and he's coming along. Derek practiced a bunch today. He got a lot of work.
Thank you. Have you talked to JerMichael Finley at all? Is there any change in
I have not talked to JerMichael Finley, so personally.